Breaking news coming in from Bet365, where every nail-biting overtime win, breakaway, pick six, three-point shot, underdog win, buzzer beater, shootout, walk-off, and absolutely every play in between is amazing. From football to basketball and hockey to baseball, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia.
Welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice, the sports game show to test your knowledge of the upcoming game while defending your belief in your team's ability to win. Our job is to prove you wrong and explain why we think the Commanders will prevail. My name is Ken Harvey. I'm one of the judges, four-time Pro Bowler, and in the Washington Ring of Fame. Judge Marnie Snyder, the daughter of the first female GM of a team in the NFL, Susan Spencer, and the granddaughter of former Eagles owner Leonard Tose. Judge John Booty, NFL legend, defensive back playing for the New York Jets, the Eagles, Cardinals, Giants, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We're your judges, and welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice.
Hey, welcome to You're Gonna Know, Commander's Justice, and okay, the judges don't know what I'm gonna do, because normally the team that loses has to do something. So here's a song. I can give you some of the words to the song, and then I'll play the music. And this is my feeling about the Commanders and me right now. And I'm gonna change.
You want us to put it on mute so we can't. I'm just teasing. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I don't sing, so I'm trying to do technology and put it all together. But you may know the words, and if you do, okay. Call it out. All right. You know me, and I'm changing the words a little bit. But you know me and my team. We've been going through a lot of changes for about 6 months or so. It's been really hard to talk to one another. You know, the relationship ain't nothing without communication. How are we lying in bed? We both looking at the ceilings, eyes wide open at about 3 o'clock in the morning. I say to my team, we can't keep going this way. They say, you're right. I say, I know you love me and I love you. Then we start holding each other and a tear rolls down my face. All right, let me get the music to go with it, because you know it's always that. Let's see if this works.
I can't hear anything, Ken.
You can't hear anything?
No.
Oh man. Okay. Then now. No. Okay. Don't worry about it then.
Wait, I want to know the song, but the song's so familiar. What is it?
The OJs. We cry together.
Yeah.
Me and my team, we cried together.
Okay.
I was going to sing it, but I got no voice. We were crying together because you want the team to do well. You hope the team does well. You believe the team can do well. They show, I mean, Sam Howell had a dominant performance as a quarterback. They changed up the scheme enough to highlight the softness of the O-line. And now everything that you put all the money into, predicated on that this is going to be the dominant force of the team, the defense, let you down. And not only me, everybody. Yeah. You got something to say, Judge?
Yeah. You know what? They was playing some real good football until the bitter end. I mean, you lose Forbes for getting kicked out of the game for an illegal hit.
What'd you think of that?
Which I thought was shady.
Yeah, I did too. It came from a high quick too, man. It's like they were looking for something.
Yeah, I don't know why, but shady. Threw, got him out of there. I mean, did he have any other offenses against him? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But towards the end, you got to call your defenses where you got to take away that inside. You know, you take away those inside catches. You know, use your front four to get to the quarterback, but you got to drop those linebackers in that middle of the zone where Metcalf was catching that ball and getting up the yard.
And you knew they were going to do it, right?
Yeah, I'd rather put him catch on the sideline, get him over there, but take away that middle and all, because ahead of time, I already get up there and run the clock out. So,
yeah,
you know, that's the hurtful thing about it, because they were winning the game. Seattle came back, and then when they really need the defense to step up, well, like you said, the predicate of the defense was the strength of the team, they couldn't get it done. That hurts.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. I think I gave the team too much credit from the get go, and you know, like that one coach said, they are who we thought they were. They just, you know, they're an average team, and play an average game. Judge Marnie,
go ahead, Marnie.
Sorry.
You know, I don't know if they're average. I think they're above average, I would say. However, those are the games that are just going to rip your heart out, and then you have to get on a plane and fly 6 hours.
6 hours.
6 hours. Those are the, I mean, and in a way, you don't want to have those road losses, but I think that there might be a way that game, the loss, the way that it happened, is the season's not going to work out for them. Okay, fine. But maybe that loss is the way that, like, now they're going to figure out a bunch of things and they can salvage the season and learn a lot from it. And because they're a good team. The thing is, there's some really good things. Like when you watch the Commanders, it's good football. It is, so, for the most part.
Judge Marnie, I mean, I got you, but it seems like this has been a repetitive comment with the team, is that they're a good team, but the results show they lost against Chicago. Probably should have beat them, right? They lost against the Giants first time around. Probably should have beat them. They lost against, who else was it? Well, they lost against Seattle.
The Eagles twice.
The Eagles, I mean, and the Eagles, people expected them to lose, but they put up a valiant fight for those two games.
Both games.
Right? Mm-hmm. And then they play these games, and you're like, okay, if they're a good team, you got to win the ones that you're expected to win. That was the easy part of the season, of the teams that they were supposed to win. And I got it. Seattle's a decent team, but they had the opportunity to win. And for us, and for me at least, I'm kind of on the bitter side right now and crying with my team. For us to say that they played a good game, but still came out on the other end, it's just the same old repetitive song over and over
again. Is it kind of like what Allen, the defensive lineman, said? He's tired of the same old stuff when he was using all this fifth floor and fifth the other day, a couple weeks ago, when he was upset with the team, like same old stuff.
Yeah, you know? I mean, that, you're right. It's 100%. That's kind of what it was. It's like the same old stuff over and over and over again. And it's like, you're kind of like, God, just, you know, my youngest son, he said, I think it was him who said, you know, who on their team is a standout? Like that you could say, if the going gets tough, we know that this person is going to step up and do something great. Because good teams have somebody that you say is going to catch the ball, going to get
game
a sack,
changer type.
Game changer type. Who do we have on our team that we think can be a game changer? And Sam Howell's proven that he's a good quarterback, but not a game changer, I don't think. He's young in his
well, you're gonna need one of your playmakers on the outside, a receiver or a running back. And Robinson, he was running the ball pretty well and catching the ball pretty well, you know. Yeah. But you gotta have someone on the offense or a receiver say, hey, come to me. I'm the guy. You gotta have that person. You know, back in the day when I played against Gary Clark when he was with the Washington Redskins Commanders, he was that feisty guy. Throw me the ball. Even if I drop it, throw it to me again. I'm gonna catch it more times out of not catching it, you know. So you gotta have that leadership. Is that our leadership in that role on the team, on offense, whether it could be a wide receiver, you know, the playmakers, Brown with the Eagles and other playmaker back with the Dallas Cowboys back in the day, Jerry Rice, they all wanted the ball. Get me the ball in my hand.
Yeah. Get mad if they didn't get the ball.
Right.
Well, look, I'm going to step up and be a game changer and say, one, I forgot to announce our sponsors. So our sponsors are Alice
Accountability.
Alice Estelle, right there. Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. And so if you have any real estate needs, that is the man. And obviously we trust him. We think he's a great guy. He's a sponsor with the show, but his integrity, he's been on the show several times, and his knowledge of football has highlighted, I mean, brought the show to a whole nother level, and just really a good guy at the job he does, which is real estate, selling real estate, buying real estate, or,
refurbishing.
Thank you. And PMSI, I got my voice on PMSI. There you go, Marnie, model. And John, I think I'm seeing you there. And so PMSI for your pest control. And they do pest control at the Ravens Stadium. They do it at the Commander Stadium.
Capital One Arena. DC.
So if those groups trust them with the big, major, major jobs, then they're trustworthy in your restaurant, in your home, and wherever. They're a good company and good people.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.